Hey, listen, this is the Intentional Living Center, where we believe doing the next right one thing intentionally in Christ, giving Him glory, will lead to the kind of success that is eternal and, frankly, benefiting you today as well. Welcome. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We've got our whole team here ready to take your calls and your comments at 888-888-1717. This conversation continues here and around the world. We got Facebook, a lot of people who are joining us there and participating in discussions that come up and from our Facebook Live events that we do from time to time, and then on the radio as well every day. Love to have you join us. 888-888-1717. Here's what we know. Life is not that complicated when you know what God's intention is for you and then you choose to do the next right one thing with your thinking, with your emotions, and your behavior. So come and join us in the process. Melinda is on the line as our first caller today from Arizona. Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
Hey, appreciate your call. It says here you wanted to respond to someone we talked to on an earlier show, Karen, about having a sweet tooth.
Yes. So I had an addiction for like 7 years, I would say. And truly, I ate well, just like what she said, but I would start from noon till I went to bed. And I met this woman at this yogurt shop, actually, and she said, oh, I have a new relationship with food. And I was like, really? And it was a program for 30 days. It's from Arbonn. It's a 30-day, it says a cleanse, but it's not like, you know, what you think. It's just a 30-day changing the way you eat and doing these shakes with protein shakes, and it has changed my life. Huh. I used to have heart palpitations at night, gone. I couldn't pass a sweet without, you know, wanting to get it, bite it, or eat it, and that has left me. It's gone.
Wow. How long has that been now for you, Melinda?
It's going to be 30 days, and I'll be done with it, on the 16th.
Okay. Now, as you know, here's the deal, and I've seen this. I've been around long enough. Most any of us can do one thing for 30 days. You know, get up and do it tomorrow and the next day. It's after the 30 days that we fall by the wayside. And the program is important to me. In fact, I don't know anything about the program or endorsing programs, but I do know this. If you want to make a change in your life and you want to do it for God's glory, please, as a Christian, as a believer, there's where the power comes. Here's what I know. You can, if you're intentional, you can change your health. You can change your finances. You want to get out of debt. We can help you get out of debt. We got a program. It's intentional living. You know, if you want to deal with your marriage issue and you're committed to it, man, your marriage can be radically changed. I've seen it. It happens. I mean, we've got hundreds and thousands of people who've stood to make a one-thing commitment, and they start the process. It works for everybody. But here's the key. When we know Christ, and that's our real goal, that's why we do this, and He gets the glory, man, I'll tell you, when someone asks you, how in the world did you take care of your health and lose that weight? You know, it's more than the program. Hey, God, you know, God bless me, and I give Him the glory for it, and here's what I've done. Or you get out of debt to be able to say, you know, we get out of debt, we give God the glory for it, and here's the difference it's made. That is powerful. Not only did you benefit from being intentional, but God gets the glory. That's cool. All right. Thank you, Melinda. Appreciate your call. If you have a comment on one thing for 30 days in your life, what is it? 888-888-1717. Loretta from New Mexico. How are you?
I'm doing great today, enjoying your program.
Thank you. And we're talking about one thing. What's on your heart today?
Today, I need to learn something different. I've prayed for help through medical sepsis and a lot of health ailments. Everything I prayed for, I've been given, you know, a health miracle, and what would have taken my life, a misdiagnosis. So I've never had to pray for gratitude or humility or to pray to be able to testify it. And my life and careers are at a paradigm where they're becoming fruitful. Everything that I prayed for and stood by during my trials, even to cry out for help. It's easy to pray for help and assistance, but I've never had to continually pray for gratitude and humility.
Is that what your one thing is?
Yes, to testify. Yeah. And I've never had to pray for that. So
yeah.
For the next 30 days, I'm meditating and learning to embrace that. And I'm needing help to learn how to pray for that, because
yeah.
I am one that has experienced a miracle in everything I prayed for in the last 5 years. My journey is not over.
No, it's not. I think, Loretta, your journey is taking a turn, because you're saying, hey, it's not just about what I'm getting. I mean, let's face it, that's pretty childlike. When we think about our kids, you know, when we give them good gifts, it's like they just go off and run and enjoy them. But when they turn around and look at a mom and dad and say, you know, thank you. Thank you. That's how simple it is. I don't think this thing of giving gratitude is a complicated thing, Loretta. And I encourage you, because it's a new journey for you, you just give every opportunity. You're talking to someone and they say, boy, you're looking better than you did and you look stronger. Say, praise God. This is what the God has done in my life. It changes your mind. You're focusing on the truth that without his blessing, he removes it. It's over. I mean, he sustains even the breath that we breathe. And intentional living gets back to that reality and staying focused on knowing that this is God's doing and not ours. And in the process, we give him the glory. So every day, find opportunities when you're talking to people to declare it. One of the steps of intentional living is declaring it and to be able to just say it in a way that's understandable and not complicated, giving him glory. It'll change your heart and it'll impact other people. Okay, thank you, Loretta. Appreciate the call. It's great. What's your thoughts on the power of one thing? 888-1717. More in a minute.
You know, that box of electronics is a radio.
No, it's not.
No, I mean that stuff can connect you to stuff you really need.
Okay, totally confused.
For example, that tablet, put the Intentional Living app on there, boom. Works for smartphones too, or that mouse. Just use it to connect the computer or laptop to theintentionallife.com.
And Intentional Living has the stuff I need?
You can hear the programs again. Get connected, grow your faith.
Okay, I'll plug in the mouse again. You download the app on these 5 devices.
This is the foundation to a great marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute. I think you know what I'm going to say. Love. You know, love is what the Bible's all about. Our walk with Christ is about love. And in marriage, we are commanded to love one another. When I think about the power of love, I also think about the power of words, because we express love often in the words that we use with our spouse. Are you using words that build them up? Words that build pictures in their mind that they are loved and cared for. But love is also an action. Are you doing the things that need to be done to show your spouse that you care for them? When we put our words and our action together, those two things are powerful in building a loving relationship in marriage. So here's one thing. Love your spouse in a way that touches them today with your words and your action. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute is heard on the radio and online around the world. And Monday through Friday, it also is posted on Facebook, a video. And if you like our page, which I hope you will, like us, when you do, we'll make sure that the 60-second video arrives in your newsfeed daily. So join the growing number of people who are joining us on Facebook. Great place to connect. Facebook.com, you know that, Facebook.com, and then /intentional living, okay? And we'll get that to you. If you just joined us, we're talking about one thing. There's a long list. Maybe your thing is, you know, you say, hey, I need to deal with a bad attitude about my ex-spouse, or I need to establish expectations and routines for myself. I need to pray for my daughter daily. I need to be more confident when I make a decision and not give in so easily. I need to hold my daughter accountable for her decisions. Maybe I need to monitor the relationship with my kids. Whatever the one thing is, here's the reason we say one thing. Because if you're like me, with the amount of noise we have today, with the thousands of things that are, you know, we hear about every day, that we think, well, I should do that, I got to get on this. Bring it back. Let's just kind of simplify this. God, what is it that's going to bring you glory today? And then do it. I tell you what, it'll change your life. Okay, let's go to Texas. Amber is on the line. Amber, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi there. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Yes, definitely my one thing I would say was to strive and fight for my marriage of 8 years.
Mm.
Yes.
Because it's in trouble right now?
Yes. We've been separated for 4 months now, and I feel like for so long I was just giving up. I felt I was doing the right things, and I wasn't, because I wasn't focused on my husband. I just felt, okay, well, he's there, I'm there. So I felt, okay, well, that's the most I can do, I guess, that we felt that we should do. And
So he left?
No, I told him to leave 4 months ago, and we've been separated since.
Are you working on it in terms of counseling or meeting together?
No, he was trying. If anything, he's where I was. For the past 4 months, I've been really lost. I just felt like I didn't care anymore, and I felt like I could do it without him, and I can. We also have 4 children together, so it's just a whole lot. And I was lost. I would ignore him. I didn't want him to be in my life anymore. And now he's where I was. He's where he's just in social media, and he's just, I guess, he's used to the life that we've been living the past 4 months. So I feel like I completely lost my husband to the life that I thought that was better for me at that time.
Yeah. So you didn't want him, you wanted him out of your life at the time, and now you really want to work on the marriage, and he's kind of where you were, is what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you know, you can't beg, you shouldn't, or grovel or plead. I think just being honest, you're in a new place, take care of yourself. I would ask, what one thing do you think you can do over the next 30 days that would be the best for you, healthiest for you?
Yeah.
What do you think that would be?
I would say continue to pray and give it to God, and know that I did make a huge mistake, but to know that nothing is impossible for God. And I know that, you know, if I give it to him and I do right by him, and I make sure that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay.
We have 4.
All right. Oh, that's right. You mentioned that. I'm sorry.
I think
I would encourage you then, Kimberly, because your focus is going to be, I blew it. Why did I do this? Now I got to change it. And you can get so focused on this problem that you forget the blessings you have. It sounds like you have 4 kids. You have your health. You at work. It sounds like there's things going on in your life that are good. Is that true? Is that true? I'm sorry, Amber, is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I would really encourage you to focus on those things that are, you know, going well. You know, every day to get up and with gratitude, say, God, thank you for my children. Thank you for allowing me to be the mom. If you work, you know, thank you for an opportunity to work. Thank you for the fact we have a home, or whatever the blessings are, to you can get your mind off of just focusing on what you don't have and what's not working. And then for 30 days to put the focus on, like you just said, Lord, hey, I blew it. Thank you for forgiving me. I pray now that you'll allow my husband to forgive me, that his heart will be drawn back to our marriage, that you'll restore our marriage. I commit this to you, and I do it in Jesus' name. I think something as simple as that, and doing that every day. But then really focusing on what you do have control over, being a mom, working, your life, your health, the things that you do. Is that something you could do?
Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, we'll be praying for you. Let us know at the end of 30 days how it's going for you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to pray for everybody here at the end of the show here and coming up in a moment. If you just joined us, you think, what is this stuff? Life is full of challenges and problems. We're looking for solutions to problems. And I believe, watching it, studying it, observing it, that when people are intentional with their lives, better things happen than when they're not. Kind of common sense, isn't it? And for the believer, for the follower of Christ, when you are intentional with your life and give God glory in that decision, wow. More peace, more hope, more comfort in your life. So we just bring it down to, you know, we know life is more than just one thing, right? I'm not suggesting you only do one thing every day for 30 days, but I am asking what one thing would make the biggest difference in your life for the next 30 days. And then tell us what it is. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Kimberly. Kimberly, thank you for your call from Arizona today.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Looks like you're really struggling. Tell us, what is it you're praying for?
Well, my husband was diagnosed about 3.5 weeks ago with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
So sorry.
And we've been in and out of the hospital, and right now we're temporarily in hospice. I told God no matter what, I would still follow him and get through the storm and that we're going through. We're going to lose our house, too, in the midst of all that. And it just...
Because of this? You mean because of the...
Well, no, we've been behind because I hadn't been able to work for this last year because he's on disability. I was making too much. And so we got behind. And now my husband was diagnosed a month ago with pancreatic cancer.
What support do you have for yourself, Kimberly?
I have a good church that's been supporting me.
Have you been honest with them and what you're facing with your finances and with your house and all these things?
It's been a real hard thing right now. I had just come home just to see everything, and I heard you on the radio, and that's why I called. My finances, I don't know what I'm going to do about, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got good insurance right now. And just, you know, I'm praying God will have a miracle in him and be glorified.
Well, listen, Kimberly, if it's okay, I'd like to pray with you in a minute. Before I do, though, I would encourage you, I don't know your church, but if it's a church that's... you know, worth being a part of, frankly, hopefully they'll be there to stand up with you and help you. And I would encourage you to go to your pastor and just level with him and just say, look, not only is my husband have stage 4 cancer, but we got financial challenges, and can you help us? Can you help us find some resources? What can they plug into? This is not a journey you should try to go on your own, Kimberly. You need to have others going with you, not only emotionally and spiritually, but also in some practical ways. There may be some people within your congregation or people in your congregation knows other people who can help you plug into some resources that can make a difference in your life. I know that, and you're in the crisis stage of this too. You've only found out 3 weeks ago, and now you got the financial issues with the house on top of it. But I'd really encourage you to do that. Is that something you would do?
Yeah, well, my pastor's been in and prayed with us, and he somewhat knows. They kind of know what's going on. I don't have any answers yet to anything. And
yeah. Well, what I'm saying is you may not know the answers, or maybe someone that who knows this stuff better than you do, some of the practical things that could help you work through some of these issues, because your husband... Sounds like he's at a stage, he's just fighting for, you know, from day to day at this point.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's one day okay, and next day he's real doped up. And
yeah.
I just want to tell people that, you know, in our marriage, sometimes we would say some awful things to each other. And now there's so many regrets because of that. And I just would like to encourage all those people out there who are married and who have each other to always love each other and be good to each other. Because when you get down to this, it's like, you know, so much you wish you could take back. I mean, my husband and I love each other a lot, but we have so many regrets that we didn't, you know, do that we should have done.
Well, I'm going to be praying with you, Kimberly, right now. And my prayer is going to be this. Lord, do not allow Satan to get any more foothold in this thinking. Because, you know, life is full of regrets and things, but what you have is today. And taking advantage of today is what we have to do intentionally. Father, I do pray for Kimberly, pray for her husband. If it's your will to raise him up and heal him, we pray you will. We know you can, but whatever your will is. I do pray for Kimberly. Her heart's broken. She's overwhelmed. And I pray as a listening community will give her that hug that we can from afar, but that she'll be able to connect with the people right in her circle there at her church. And someone, there'll be the right connections that can just help her. There'll be people who come alongside of her in her church that will walk with her through this very difficult time. We need each other. That's intentional living. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. This is intentional living. It's real life. If you want to be intentional, she just told you one. Kimberly just told you, don't live in a life of regrets. Do the next right one thing. So someday, if Kimberly's story is yours, you won't have those regrets. It's a daily decision.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
First of all, the thing we have to do is change our belief that life is supposed to be fair. It's not fair. I do a little intentional living minute that goes on Facebook every day. Work with Gino and with Derek and Taylor and others, and we put that on. So we can see in real time how many people are viewing different topics. And what's interesting, one of the top three topics we've had in the last 6 months was on this topic. In fact, it was just last week. I asked the question, what's one thing your child needs to learn before they leave home? And the answer is that life is not fair. Teach them life isn't fair. And when they give you that thing that life is fair, or why aren't you treating me fairly, or that's not fair, if you start to treat them fairly, they're not going to like it. You want to be treated like your younger brother and sister? See? No, you don't want to be treated like that. I want to be treated like this. And so to be able to understand that we need to get that out of our heads, to tell ourselves the truth, that life is not fair. Life isn't fair. We just talked to Kimberly. Not fair. If you think of it in terms of a couple, maybe honoring God and whatever and going on in their life, that's not fair. One family gets a diagnosis, another doesn't. We don't live in a fair world, that's for sure. So how do you deal with the unfairness of life in a very intentional way? Members, the teaching for this month, you've already received it. Thank you. We're down, getting close to the end of the month. Last call. We're making it available when you share your best gift with the Ministry of Intentional Living. And boy, we appreciate your support. You're helping us get this message out to Kimberly and others around the world. And when you request it, we'll make sure you also receive this teaching on CD, When Life Isn't Fair. So you can join us today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. So what's your one thing? Love to hear it on our comment line, just like Diana did from California.
My name is Diana. My intention is that my marriage will be a godly marriage. I'm a Christian. My husband is somewhat an unbeliever. Lord knows I need prayer. Thank you.
We'll be praying for you. So what's your one thing? We have Valerie from Tennessee shared hers.
Hi, my name is Valerie Reed. I would like to be more intentional about journaling. I see God working in my life in many ways. A lot of blessings coming. just different things I pray about or I'm thinking about, talking to him about, and then they'll happen. But I would like to journal those things, because sometimes I think when you try to explain it to people, we take those times, I think, for granted sometimes, and I would like to journal them to remind myself of the experiences that I've had, maybe for my children and grandchildren to read someday, of how good God is and how prominent he is in our life whenever we give our life to him. And I'd just like to be more intentional about journaling my everyday life experiences, good and bad.
That's good. Hey, Valerie, let me suggest you change your language from I'd like to I am. Now, not only I will, but I am. In other words, I'm in the process and then begin, because in life, there's a lot of things where I think we like to do. That's why we don't do a lot of things, but actually doing it. All right, one more. This on faith. Ivan in Kansas, his one thing.
Hey, Randy. This is Ivan. I heard your intentional one thing that we are doing in life. My one thing would be I try to stay encouraged even through the hard times in life, even though there's days that may not go as smoothly as we wish, but keep looking up and always know that it could be worse and there's someone that's in need and someone's not as fortunate as you are. So that is kind of my one thing that I do, is just try to keep looking up and stay encouraged and stay happy, I guess.
All right. Send your list to us, your of one things. So you can do it on our Facebook page or you can leave it on our comment line. Maybe you don't even know where to begin. Let me wrap it up by sharing with you. Here's a great place to start. You're facing some challenge, a problem, but you have to be clear on knowing what it is. And you got to know exactly to identify it so you can develop the one thing to work on it. Many times we just have these general feelings that things are a mess, things are out of control, I don't like what's going on, there's things in my marriage or whatever it is. If you can be more specific to say, you know, the real issue that I'm having in my marriage is my husband and I, or my wife and I, we don't see eye to eye on spiritual things. Or we're not on the same page about money. Or maybe we're both, but we can't work on both. But I'm going to pick the one that seems to be the big issue right now, or most important issue. And then I'm going to think about what one thing could I do in that area, that thing, in the next 30 days, that would bring God glory and frankly, could be a great benefit to our marriage. You don't know what's going to happen, but what you do know is what you can do, and that's what intentional living is. If you missed any part of the program today, it's on demand for you. Just go to theintentionallife.com or at podcasts, okay? And we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.